Praise the Lord. Message 111, the title of the message, Prayer, Part 3. Before we start the message, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness into our life. We bless you for your word that you put in the Bible that teach us your ways and guide us and comfort us and sustain us and provide us the way how to serve you and how to live our life unto you and how to direct others and our brothers and sisters to serve you wholeheartedly. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you anoint this message, anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be, O God. I pray, O Lord, put verses and statements to encourage your people and direct them in the right path. I pray for more prayer warrior. People will understand more the importance of prayer in their daily life, their family life, and in the life of the ministry. We thank you and we praise you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer is our real need to be able to deal with life events and trials. The Bible teaches more things about prayer. Prayer is God designed for us to be in fellowship and to be in continuous fellowship and communion with Him so that we'll be well inspired, our faith will be increased, and we can ask the Lord our needs. The Bible have many scriptures speak about prayer and give us a model how we can use a prayer so that our life will become more easy, so that we will have good and well being, good and well being in the ministry, good and well being in the life of the family and our personal life. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15 to verse 19, we will read this and we will learn certain things about prayer. Paul, in his writing to the Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15 to 19, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength. This pattern of biblical prayers, it teaches us to give thanks to God for the saints of God. They are our brethren who are living their lives to God. We need to give thanks to God for all the workers that God had placed to work with us in serving Him. You say, Paul, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayer. We need to pray continually for our co-workers, for those who serve the Lord with us in doing the ministry. We need to give thanks for the Lord for them, because God had brought them an answer for our prayers. As we ask the Lord, Lord, give us co-workers, raise up co-workers, God sent people to serve Him with us. And for this reason, we need to give thanks continually for every worker that God had placed with us. Sometimes we look only to the negative aspects of those people that God had placed with us. We look to their shortcoming, but we are not seeing the good things in them. Prayer, and that pattern of prayer in the book of Ephesians, it teaches us to correct our attitude toward those people that the Lord had placed them with us to save him. In verse 17, he says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. We need to pray for our co-workers and those who serve the Lord with us, that they will have the spirit of wisdom to manage their life and their resources in a better way, in more effective way. Sometimes they lack wisdom. That's why they have some mistakes and shortcomings and failures. We need to pray to the Lord that he will give them the wisdom. Wisdom is very important for God's work and God's ministry. Not only wisdom we need to pray, we need to pray that God will give the spirit of revelation, that God would reveal to them through his word his perfect will and a plan for them and for the ministry. And that's what Paul says, I keep asking that the glorious Father may give you the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. Wisdom and revelation. When God reveals to his people the truth, they are set free. Spirit of revelation, it can be in the form of vision or dream, or God speak the rhema word as our co-workers, they read the Bible. Then God revelation, he will uncover to them the secrets. He will show them details so that they can do better and their ministry with us will be more effective. The spirit of revelation, through it they can see God in a better way, and God through dream and vision will reveal to them his power so that their faith in him will increase, and through that faith and hope on God they can live better with less worries, and they can be more effective and fruitful in their ministries unto God. The spirit of revelation will reveal to them the power of God, the strength of the Lord. It can reveal to them what God can do more than what they think and they imagine. When that things reveal to them, then they will have more faith and they have more trust in the Lord. In verse 18, it says, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. Sometimes, why people, they cannot serve God well, or they are not achieving well, they cannot see the thing that is hidden from them. But as their eyes be enlightened through our prayers by the Lord, God will enlighten their eyes, the eyes of their heart, that they can see things clearly. Then they can see God's presence more. Their faith and their hope in the Lord will be increased. They can see how they can plan their next steps, and then the ministry will go more in a smooth way. When there is no revelation, people will cast restraint. They don't know what to do. And that's why they need for prayer. We need to pray for one another. We need to pray that God will strengthen the workers through revealing to them his secrets, and through giving them and granting them the spirit of wisdom, how to manage their life in a better way. we need to pray for the new believers, that the Lord also shall fill them with the Holy Spirit, because the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation that we have read in the book of Ephesians, and that what Paul was praying to the church, these are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And when the new believers, they come to the Lord, we need to pray that God will give them the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Acts chapter 8, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to witness the life of the church in Samaria. In the book of Acts chapter 8 verse 15, the Bible is mentioned here, when the apostles arrive, when they arrive, they pray for the new believer there, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Because the believer without the Holy Spirit is without wisdom and without the spirit of revelation, and they cannot see the good plan that God had ordained for them. Even they are willing to serve, they are willing to accept instruction, but that depth of the Holy Spirit, if it is not there, the ministry would be so difficult, like somebody moving in the dark without the presence of God in his life. The filling of the Holy Spirit is so important because it represents God's presence in the life of our co-workers. And that had exactly what happened when they prayed for them. They lay hand on them and they receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit shall enable each and every believer to serve God in more effective way. Many good things we receive through prayer, and one of the great things we receive through prayer is the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ reminds us to pray for that particular thing, to pray to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Luke chapter 11 verse 13, when he was speaking to the disciple, he told them, if you then, verse 13, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? We need to ask God to fill us and to fill our disciples with the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit fill us and fill the disciples and our co-workers, he fill the church with the Holy Spirit, the ministry will work more effectively and more smoothly, and more souls will be harvested, more evangelism, more discipleship, teachers, more miracles, more prophecies and more declaration of the will of God, and more helping ministry and ushering ministry, fivefold ministry will institute in our churches and our congregation. Paul and the elders with him, they practiced that. The early apostles, those who were with the Lord, they practiced that. Paul and the elders with him also, they practiced that. Through prayer and laying of hands, we know that Timothy have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Paul's letter to Timothy reminded him of that. We can read that in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14. He said to him, do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. When they laid hands on him, they pray, and he received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6, for this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. He told him, when I lay hands on you, I pray for you, you have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. fan it into flame, use it for God's glory and for us. As we pray for our new believers, new co-workers, to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation from the Lord, it's good that we lay hand on them so that the Lord would fill them with His Holy Spirit. Paul also, in his letter to the Ephesians, he spoke to them about the importance of prayer in all occasion. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, he told them, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. It's a good habit to be alert, praying continually for all the workers, for all God's people, for all the saints. Paul was instructing them to continue to pray for everyone, because a prayer is one, an important piece in the armor of God. The warrior, when they go for war, they wear their armor. Their back, there's no any peace to protect their backs, but they give their back to their fellow warrior. For us, we protect one another, we protect the back of one another by praying for one another. Every believer needs a prayer, because a prayer is for the protection of the back of the warrior. So when we are praying for one another, we are protecting one another. Sometimes we bite one another. If your brother have done something wrong, instead of backbiting him, you pray for him. Don't react, don't fight. You pray. Maybe he's not aware. You pray. Maybe he's under the attack of devil. Maybe devil is attacking him. You pray for your brother, because devil want you to fight. Devil want us to fight. Devil want us to have anger against one another. That's why we need, instead of fighting, we need to pray for one another. Also, Paul requested the Ephesians to pray for him. In book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 19 and 20, he say, pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Paul, he requested a prayer so that when he will open his mouth, he will be given word from God to proclaim the message of salvation fearlessly and clearly, as God wanted him to do it. We need to pray for one another. We need to pray for our workers, for those who are working in the field, for those who are doing the mission work, for those who are having Bible studies, for those who are caring for congregation. We need to pray for all of them so that God's message would be preached in an effective way. Our co-workers in the ministry are the workers of the Lord Jesus, and they are warrior with us to fight the good fight while we are here on earth. And as long we are here on earth, we need to do our work and ministry properly, in preaching the gospel to a new people and moving around teaching His word to those who believe in Him. Prayer, it make us more ready to claim the message of God in more effective way. The warrior, when they go for fight, in their hand they are sword, arrows, shield. But with us, we carry the word of God and the sword of the Holy Spirit, which is the word of God. Our prayer for one another enable us to proclaim the message in an effective way to hit the stronghold of devil and uncover sin and set people free from sin and captivity of the devil. As we pray, the Lord will lead our workers to the certain scriptures and more precise messages to feed the flocks and the disciples who are under their care. Our prayer is so important for one another. Your prayer is so important for me, and my prayer is so important for you. Your prayer is so important for the other co-workers who serve the Lord with us in our church and in other denomination. We are the same. As long as we are serving the Lord, doing His will, we are one and united. Prayer is so important. Paul expressed to the church of God in Corinth how their prayers had helped him much and promote the affair of God. As we can read in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 to verse 11, Paul, he told them, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the trouble we experience in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despair of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us again. On Him we have set our hope that He will continue to deliver us, as you help us by your prayers. Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many." As Paul and his companion were traveling long distance and doing the task of the Lord, the devil attacked them, opposed them, and tried to hinder them. And so they were experiencing a great pressure in the province of Asia. It could be persecution, opposition to the message. People were against them when they heard the message. It could be hardship in traveling. It could be accident, bad weather, sicknesses. All this is the work of devil to oppose the work of God. Paul was so pressed, and the people with him, they were so pressed that what he said, that they almost felt the sentence of death, so that we despaired of life itself. In verse 8 and verse 10 he say, "Indeed we felt we had received the sentence of death." They were so down, so pressed by the attack of the evil one. That had happened to Paul and to the people who are with him. And God allowed it so that Paul and all who were with him, and those who want to walk in the ways that Paul walked to follow Christ would know that they need to rely on God and not on themselves or somebody else. As Paul said, on him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us. But the point here that we want to mention and emphasize, and also Paul made it very clear to the church, that he was well helped through their prayer, as you help us by your prayer. The prayer is so important to help those who are engaged in ministry, in mission, in discipleship, in evangelism, in reaching a new area. Even if they will not ask, even if there is no news about them, you continue to pray as the Holy Spirit lead you to pray. Don't be lazy. You pray because your prayer is so important. Maybe they are in trouble. If there is no news, it does not mean they are well. Maybe they are in a problem. Don't say that they are enjoying or maybe now they are wasting their time. No, maybe they are in a problem, and your prayer will help them much. Some of those in the field and the work, maybe they cannot report. Maybe there is no news, or maybe they are sending news, but it's not reaching us. Devil is opposing. Devil is trying to block. So we need to pray. The prayer of the church had helped Paul and the mission work of God to continue forward. And they got delivered and achieved the goal. The same here for us. The importance of prayer. We need to back one another in a prayer. Even if the report came, they are good, still to pray. Maybe after they send the report, they get attacked. We need to continue to pray for one another. And as God had delivered Paul and helped those people out with him, God also will work for us, for our co-workers, our missionaries, our pastors, our leaders, our evangelists, teachers, to have a fruitful and effective ministry. You know, Paul mentioned in verse 11, as you help us by your prayers, then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. When we pray and God deliver them, God will help them, God will push the mission work forward, then their testimony, when they will come and they will report the good news, their testimony will encourage others to give thanks to the Lord for the gracious favor that he gave in answering to the prayer of many people. We will realize later on the fruit of our prayer. Now we are not aware, maybe, but later on, maybe after a few days, after a few months, after a few years, we can see how our prayer had brought the difference. You know, in the book of Philemon, Paul was speaking to Philemon, and in the end of his letter, he told him, Paul was in the prison, he told him in verse 22, and one thing more, prepare a guest room for me, because I hope to be restored to you in answer to your prayers. The prayer of Philemon to Paul would release Paul from jail. And Paul, he told him, prepare a room for me because I know you are praying for me. And as you are praying, I am coming. I am coming out God will break the bondages and the chain that devil had put me in, and I will come to meet you. Prayer bring us together. Prayer break chain. Prayer release workers and set them free, and the Lord will use them mightily for us, for His glory and will. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word to us. Thank you for the encouraging message. Lord, use this word of yours to enlighten your people and your church and every congregation to stand firm in a prayer, in doing your work and your will. Help us, Lord, to discern the importance of prayer in our life, in the life of your church, O God. And I pray, Lord, reward every prayer warrior. Reward us as we pray and fast. Release people from the chain. Make the message go forward in the way it should be, without fear, without compromising. Lord, I pray you push the mission work and help us as a church to reach a new area with the gospel, a new people, a new language, new cities, new countries, new towns, new buildings, new families. Oh Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray for protection and deliverance for every worker who are in danger right now, who are under pressure. I break all work of devil in the name of Jesus. Release your people, oh God. And let me, Lord, and answer prayers so that many will give thanks and praise unto your great work. We thank you and we praise you. Oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.